They take pleasure in girls. One of the most proliferating things today is, it is such a filthy thing, I will not name it. And, but they still call themselves virgins, but they're performing such things that are so hideous and so unreal. Why? Because these parents, the mothers, the daddies are unfaithful with their wives. Very few men today are faithful with their wives. Very few. Very few. 70% of the women today that are married have had a relationship with another man within their marriage. And it's equal with men. It used to be just was a man, but the woman today, because the generation that is produced, it is no covenant love today, no covenant affiliation or relationship. No whatsoever. And the reason why, when you began to murmur and they began to complain, you go away from your first love. When Israel began to murmur and complain, did they go away from Yahweh? Did they try to find them a lover that would appease them? They tried to find someone that would love them and to make them satisfied and to fulfill their heart desire, didn't they? And they went away from Yahweh. They turned their heart away from Yahweh. Man began to murmur against his wife. He'd find himself turning away, looking at some other woman. She would speak a sweet word to him. He'd find himself in a wrong predicament. A woman began to murmur against her husband, began to speak against him. She'll find a man that would say something very charming to her. And all of a sudden, she would find herself with another man. I watched when I was at IBM, women and men, not just the married men. I watched the married women and the married men. They all were engaged in the activities of such. They would invite me to the activity, and I said, no, I'm not good enough. I won't come. And I never went to the activities. I was not going to be a part of it. I knew what they were doing. And so this mindset today, this dog mentality, what's up, dog? It proliferates and it produces this dog-like spirit today. They have rejected the Torah of Yahweh. They have denied that. They have gone away from the Torah of Yahweh. And the leaders today, because of the sins of the people, they are afraid to tell them of their wickedness. They are pansies. They wear dresses like women. They don't dress in the arm of Yahweh and the strength, the character, and the power of Yahweh. They're afraid of the faces of the people. They're afraid of the backlash. They're afraid of people leaving them. They're afraid of the financial consequences. I have no fear of those things. None. Period. He goes on to say, and it shall be, and it shall be, like people. The Kohens are just like them. He said, I will punish them. For whose ways is he going to punish you? For their ways. Now, why is it that your situation has become so intense because of someone else's ways? He said, I'm going to punish the priests for their ways, and I'm going to punish you for your way. Because there's one thing that Yahweh has done. He has written the Torah of the truth in the heart of Israel. He has put it in your heart. And when you hear the truth, you will know it, because the power of the Ruah will bring alive that written truth that is in us. So he's telling you, you're without excuse. Your sins, because you love your sins, you found your man that will strengthen you in your own rebelliousness and your corruption. That is why we as a people, when there is something said to us to identify our sins, listen to me. You don't look for someone that will strengthen the words that were spoken by the man of Yahweh or the instruction. You look for someone that will appease you and to strengthen you in your own rebelliousness and your sins. That's who you look for. You found someone that is doing what you're doing that will strengthen you in your corruption. So you want someone to strengthen your hand. Yahweh says, I send saviors to reprove you and to speak against your ways. He said, they're your ways. They're not someone else's ways. They're your ways. And I will reward them for their doings. For your doings. You've been rewarded for your doings. It is not someone else's doings, it's your doings. You have rejected knowledge. You have rejected revelation of Yahweh and His truth. You have denounced it. You have no affection for His truth. I say to you young girls, whether you believe it or not, you will find out when the world experiences you. You will find out. You don't know as much as I know. You're not smart as me. Period. He says this. Look at what he says. He says this now in verse 10. For they shall eat and not have enough. Is this nation like that? We'll grow tests, blow it up, fat bellies, fat guts, out of shape, out of breath. We eat like hogs and dogs, and we still have enough. You feed them dogs, I can feed them a $5 bucket of chicken. I can leave another $5 bucket out there at night, they will eat that. I use those expressions that it cut to the root of Yahweh's people. We played this whorehouse too long. We've gone about like every kind of whore looking under everything, trying to find some spirituality. We must find the power of His truth. He said, for they eat, they have not enough. They commit whoredom. Is He talking about His house? He said, they commit whoredom and shall not increase. No, they don't increase today, many of them. They commit whoredom. The young gal, she's pregnant, she go and aborts it away. It used to be a thing that many Caucasians did that, but now it's a thing on both ends in any race, ethnicity. Nah, sure they did. The white gal got pregnant, they aborted the baby away. Those that had money to do that. And now it's on both ends now. They commit whoredom, don't they? And they can't even have babies. They're killing them. They're messing up their inward parts. Yahweh never intended for that, brothers and sisters. He intended for us to be on the covenant relationship. That's why our covenant relationship with Him produced fruit. It doesn't produce this twisted kind of torted mentality. This dysfunctional mindset. People without natural affection, they don't know how to feel. They don't know how to love. They don't know how to express love. Something is wrong with you when there's no expression of warmth and tenderness from you. Come on. You preach hard, but yeah, but even through all of that, you still can find a tenderness and a warmth there. Sure, you can. You can say you don't, but that's all right. I speak these things for your good. For the good of Yahweh's people. To let them know how rebellious they are. What has caused us our troubles. What has allowed that dog spirit. What's up, dog? What's up, dog? That's what they say. What's up, dog? Hey, this is my dog. It used to be, this is my nigga. That was a Caucasian. He played for Joshua C. Smith. Football many years ago, but in the 80s. I was reading an article in the paper. And they asked him, why did you play? Why did you go to an all-black school? He said, well, I wanted to, you know, I wanted the experience. He played center. And he said, he was talking in the article. He said, you know, the guys in school, when the boys on the football team, they say, what's up, my nigga? What's up, nigga? What's up, Nick? This is my nigga. And he said one day, because he had this sense of being one with him in this same unity of brotherhood, he said one of the guys came and said, what's up, nigga? He said, when he did that, the whole place, they're like, oh, white boy. Hey, white boy, you can't talk like that. I call him a nigga. You can't. These are true realities, brothers and sisters. Now, we can try to whitewash it. Put our nutty head under some coconut tree, but it's a reality. It's real. They're raising morons for an offense against Yahweh. That's all they're doing. I'm telling you, they're raising up this heathenistic mindset to oppose Him, to come against Him, to say we're going to bring you down. And they're going to read, if this thing was the last many more years, it would read the mind of anything that is true. The vestiges of men that love Yahweh, they're very few. Men that stand for truth, you don't find them. Very few. And as I've said, even over all these years, even though what I preach in that other name, I would say there are men that are preaching the truth, but the enemy has done a magnificent job to keep them separated. I believe that. I find shallow men all the time. I can find shallow men. There was a young man who wrote me a letter. I want to know if you believe in the virgin birth. I said, man, what? Well, I want to know what you believe in. I say, it's not an issue what I believe in. Don't worry about that. Well, why you can't answer my question? Because I said, it's a foolish one. I said, go listen to more messages. Listen to my preaching. Well, I do. I said, you haven't listened to me then. Well, you want to answer my question? I said, I'm not going to answer nothing. I will avoid your foolish question. It's a question of stupidity. You can hear a man of Yahweh speak and not understand that he is led by the Ruah. And you say you have the Ruah of Yahweh. Why would you even pay attention to him? I said, I'm not going to answer your question. Well, you can't answer my question because I want to know if I should come see you. I said, don't come see me. I don't want you to come see me. I don't want your visitation. I don't need you here. And that is the truth. Now, he may write me a letter because he's undoubtedly listening. Guarantee you. I don't want you to come. We're playing around. We have played fancy with a rebellious, wicked generation. We try to remove Yahweh standards and raise up a standard that is so wicked that you know they're wicked because you're wicked. I will raise up the standard of Yahweh. As Evangelist Holmes will say, he will take the battle axe. He will use that battle axe, and I'm going to use the axe. I'm going to use the battle axe of Yahweh. Yes, I am. I have a sword in my right hand, and it is the sword of the Ruah, and it cuts, doesn't it? It's sharp. It's sharp. He says to them, he says, they eat, they don't have enough, they commit whoredom, and they don't increase. Why? Because they have left off to take heed to Yahweh. You can sit here today and eat, and you will leave out of here, you won't even take heed to what you say. You know, my grandmother would say, our relatives, you that are a little older, you that are in my age category, they would say, just take heed to what I say. And their grammar wasn't like yours. You've had a total transformation of the English grammar or the English vernacular. It is such a screwed up language. The prepositions and the adverbs, the verbs, everything has to be in its proper place. And so you have had such a transformation, a diluting of a language that you can't even understand what has been said today. It is not comprehend. You can't even comprehend that. Our forefathers in this day, they will be dumbfound because they will not even know what we're saying. What's up, dog? Nah. Dog? Don't call me no dog, man. Don't call me a dog. But that's what they call each other, dogs. It's a dog generation. He always sends a prophecy. Did he always send a prophecy to Israel? He sent the same prophecy, even in the carnal, wicked world. He said, before you life and death, good and evil, right? So he tell you what the truth, right? Tov and evil, he tell you what the truth, right? So he has prophets that will go forth and speak lies because they're of Shaitan. And he sent forth a lying spirit in their mouths to speak that. And so they lie to the people, the masses today. They tell them everything is going to be all right. I'm telling you, it's not going to be all right. I'm telling you, there are wolves, and you have not begun to see the tribulation of wolves begin to come. You haven't seen them. There are going to be great wolves and great trials and great affliction. Why? Because Yahweh has been reduced to nothing. And what man worships today is a fleshly. There's nothing more important to him than flesh. When a young man will speak, a young woman against his mother, his father, and speak to them the way they do today, their mindsets are so twisted they can't even comprehend. They can't even have dialogue with the mom or dad. I don't care what you say, something twisted there. Period. Something twisted. And this is a generation like that. I was looking at one of the magazines this morning, and there was a beautiful card on there that says, Mom and Daddy, I hate you. The card was so beautiful. And it says under the capture, is this is what your son and daughter think? Is this how they feel? Well, in order for you to understand what's wrong with them, you got to understand what's wrong with you. Do you understand? I'll show you a beautiful card. I looked at it and said, Mom and Dad, I hate you. I said, what? Let me see what this is saying. So if you understand what's wrong with them, you got to understand what's wrong with you. And this is a generation that doesn't want to understand what's wrong with them. What? Oh, because it's to her. She did it. Well, he did that. He made me do it. No, my friend. You have rejected Yahweh's truth. You have turned away from His Torah. You have denounced it. You will not receive it. He says, and you have left off to take or to listen to what I say. You've left off from that. You don't want to hear it. You will not hear what I say. You will not be intrigued by what I say. He goes on to say, my people, they ask counsel. Listen to this. They ask counsel of the stock. Now, I know when we see words like that, we don't try to find out what it means. It means that they ask counsel of their own imagination. You ever been in a situation where you began to imagine or change or alter the circumstances of that situation? He says, so they ask counsel of their own imagination. We look at things, but that's why we are very ignorant people, because we don't search things out. There's no effort to understand things. If I don't understand something, I want to understand what it means. And I know that I'm ignorant enough to know that I'm that ignorant that I don't know all things. And so in order for me to understand a thing that I'm confronted with, I must search it out. We are so lazy, we are so shiftless, we take no energy but to find out who's gossiping and who's speaking lies. You will stay up to 10 o'clock at night. They take counsel of stocks. and their staff declares to them, or the, you know what a staff is. You ever seen a blind person walking? The staff leads them, right? Let the blind lead the blind this generation. And then they all fall into a ditch. So they got these blind staffs, these blind leaders that are leading them. And they're asking blind leaders for direction. He said, that's what my people are doing now. They're asking blind people for direction. He said, the spirit of whoring, this is what has caused your erratic change. The spirit of whoring has caused them to go astray. Because they're committing whoredom. It has caused them to go astray, and they have gone a whoring from under Yahweh, their Abba. They don't lean upon Him. They don't trust Yahweh. They don't love Yahweh. They don't want Yahweh. They don't want His truth. They don't want Yahweh to tell them. They don't want Yahweh to instruct them. They don't want the counsel of Yahweh. They don't want the Torah of Yahweh. They don't want the ordinance, the statutes of Yahweh. They go after whores. They go after the Jezebel ways, these religious harlots. And I'm birthed by Yahweh. It's of darkness. These powers that have been raised up. It is shown this generation. The heart of it. A dog doesn't care about no one. A dog. It is one thing about a dog. You can take those dogs. Give them to someone else. They will be as faithful to that one. As they are. You take them from that one. And give them to someone else. They still want the same thing. Feed me. As long as you feed me, I am all right. But don't try to interfere with what I want to do. If I want to leave that cage and just run around here and kill the birds, now don't you mess with that. Don't try to harness me. So this is a generation that doesn't want to be harnessed. You can't harness this generation. What do you mean? You can't corral it and say, that's wrong. It's not proper to do that. It's not right. And because the parents have gone away from Yahweh's Torah, they don't take heed to Yahweh. They imagine things in their minds, husbands and wives, so they begin to dialogue there. And it's not based upon Torah. It's not based upon what Yahweh says. It's not based upon that. It's not what Yahweh says. They began to use their own corrupt process of thinking and their own imagination. And they said, well, what do you think about that? Well, okay, well, that'll work too then. They have not consulted Yahweh. They haven't said, Yahweh, guide us. And the steps of a tough man, they're ordered by Yahweh. When a man has the righteous rule on him, Yahweh ordered that man's step. He guides him. He guides him. And so that's not what they do today. They don't inquire of Yahweh. They inquire their own corruption, and they know they are corrupt, so they will condescend to one another's corruption. And it will make them feel good, and they will get this oozy little old gooey feeling about themselves that they've done something right and they've done it wrong. They have not done it Yahweh's way. There's a way that seems right unto man. But the way thereof, or the ends of that way, is the way of destruction and death. All the ways of a man, they're pure in his own sight. But Yahweh ponders the heart of a man. He shows a man what's in him. What he's shown us, what's in us. He shows his people what's in them. Don't tell me you have your love for Yahweh when you don't instruct them and bring them up in the disciplines and the counsel of Almighty Yahweh. You are a liar. You are a pervert. You are in whoredom. You are in harlotry. You don't even know Yahweh. You train them up in the Torah and the counsel and the wisdom of Yahweh. He said you do that and they will not stray. Well, the prodigal son failed, but he didn't stray. He knew exactly where to come back to. This is a generation don't even know where to go back to. I don't intend to make friends. What a friend I have in Yahshua. He's my friend. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He shows himself friendly to me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh has always sent men to the house of Israel to deliver them. He said, you have gone after the spirit of whoredom. He said, the spirit of whoredom has caused them to go astray, and they have gone a-whoring from under. From under. From under the authority. From under the misfit. Them and the misfits of Yahweh. They go from under that. This is the generation, they will curse you if you talk about the misfits of Yahweh. They will say you're blaspheming. They will fight against you. They will despise you. The parents have no love for Yahweh's truth in their home, and the young'uns have none. In my day and generation, my grandmother, at least she had a concern for what was right. He that knoweth to do right, to do right. So she had a conscience of what was right to do. She may not have understood the Torah, the judgment of Yahweh, the Mishpatim. She didn't understand many things. But there was a right, lawful way to do things. And in that they taught us the right way. They taught us things that were lawful and right to do. They taught us those kinds of things. They taught us that. They put that in us. They were ignorant. They didn't know a lot of things. They didn't understand things the way I do in this day. My grandmother, come on, fifth grade education, she could read and write. My mother, I think, the eighth grade education, they didn't understand a lot of things. They didn't know. Things were not as complex then as they are now. But there was a right protocol and there was a wrong one. There was a proper way to do things and there was an improper way to do things. There was a right way to carry yourself and to act and to display yourself. And there was an improper way to do it. And they taught us the proper and the improper. That's what they taught us. They instructed us in those things. And they did. And it was of a great essence and a great value. And the lives of those that pursue that. If I had a son, my son would not accomplish the things. Even I have nothing in the natural sense. Children that have been born to parents like me in their seeds. Do you understand? I'm old enough to have a daughter. I could have a daughter 30 years old, 33 years old. That her children would not even accomplish the things she did. And she would not even accomplish the thing. And I haven't accomplished something in life as far as what this world dictates as what is accomplishment. I've accomplished one thing at all. Nothing. He is trying to accomplish in me what is beneficial to me and what will give him great recognition. I want that accomplishment. That's what I want. So these powers of hell have been leashed, these dogs are, and they're gnawing and they're causing men and women to turn away from the simplicity of Yahweh's truth. Don't get a dog angry. It's nothing like an angry dog. You get a dog angry, it is a wild thing. You get a dog angry and let him grab hold to you. You will find out if that dog we have there, Shaka, a Dusty, one of those dogs grab you, they have, listen to this, they have 900 pounds of pressure per square inch. Every square inch, that's how much pressure. It's almost like a grip you can't get from under it if they grab you. That's why they go for the larynx and they grab the throat of someone and just rip it out. Because there's nothing, once they grab you, you can't get loose from that. But that dog was after that sheep. It didn't go for the hind leg. It went for the throat. Because once it grabs hold of that throat, it's dead. It crushes the larynx. It crushes the esophagus. Cut off, asphyxiated to death. Because there's such 900 pounds per square inch per every inch. That's why the pit bull is such a vicious thing. When it grabs hold of you, it doesn't let you go. You can beat it, it still doesn't let go. Okay, what you do is take when it grabs hold, and the more it grabs, the more it clamps down. That's what a dog does. And that's what this generation, that's what it has done. It has officiated. It has destroyed the life of HaMashiach and the love of Yahweh from the hearts of many. There's no life. There's nothing that flows from it. It's foul, it's evil, and it is corrupt. That's what Shaul told Timothy are the times what it will be like. What will come out. Let me move quickly. Let me show you what Yahweh says. I'm going to read these scriptures. He says in Yeshua, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24. Turn there. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I don't care if your sons and daughters get upset with me. They're foolish. It makes no difference. I don't care if your mamas, your daddies. It makes no difference. This is what scripture says in Yeshua, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24. He speaks about the execution of judgment upon the house of Israel and Yehuda. He says, therefore, Yeshaya 5:24, therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so the root shall be as rottenness. Some have rottenness in them and their root is rotten. They stink. They act rotten. The attitude. He says, so shall the root be rotten. We need the root of Yahweh's Ahava on us. The root of His love. He said it's rottenness. And their blossoms shall go up as the dust. They have no order. They have no beauty about them. They have nothing pristine about them. Nothing at all. You hear me? Because they have, look at this now. They have cast away the Torah of Yahweh. Do you understand why this generation is rotten? You understand why the parents are rotten? You understand why the mindset is a rotten mindset? Because they have cast away the Torah of Yahweh. And when one casts away the Torah, when one casts away the government, the law, the instructions, the counsel of Yahweh, then that one is as rotten as they come. They have no blossom. They have no life. But we want to make them like they got life. We want to honor them like they got life. We want to speak very nice things of them like they got. They have nothing. That's what Scripture says. He always speak ahead concerning a judgment. He said, I want to show you why I'm going to do this now. He said, because they have cast away the Torah of Yahweh of hosts, and they have despised what? Now, do you despise? You don't despise the word of Yahweh, do you? You never done that, have you? Over quiet, huh? They have despised the word of the Kodash One of Israel. Of course, none of you all have despised his word. None of you all have despised correction. You don't despise what Yahweh says. Do you understand why this rottenness, this vile odor, is, instead of a sweet smelling savor, comes out of you? It is a vile odor because you have despised the word of Yahweh. Because you have cast the Torah behind your back. Your parents, this generation, they don't tell them what things are lawful. They cast the Torah behind their back and they build upon some imagination. Well, it's all right, baby. It's not right. It's not right. There's only one right way, and you train them Yahweh's way. You can't train them any other way. You can't train them another way and expect fruit. It's not going to happen. Why you act like that, Pastor? Because I'm trying to warn us. I know what we are against in this hour. You can't see that some here, the daughters, the sons, their minds, they have no affection. And even some of you parents, no love for Yahweh. Ain't nothing there. Nothing. 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 It's one thing about a whore. You know she's a whore. When she's on the corner, she's fixed up like a whore, isn't she? Say what you want. A whore, you know she's a whore. I know a dog. You will know the pimp because he's watching back and he's protecting them. And that's what these Kohens, nah, forgive me, Yahweh, these priests, these worldly priests, they are literally setting guard over your families, your homes, their lives. They tell you what they're going to hear. They tell you what they're going to say. There are over 500 television stations, channels you can get in America. I listened to a man the other day, he said, there's nothing on any of them. 500, what do you watch? They control every aspect of your life. They tell them what to wear, how to act, how to respond, how to carry themselves. The parents can't do that anymore today. They don't do that today. Hallelujah. He said, you have despised my word. Look at this in verse 25. Therefore, is the anger of Yahweh kindled against the wicked people, his people. And he has stretched forth his hand against them. And he has smitten them, and their heels did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the street. For all of this, Yahweh's anger is not turned away, but his hand is still stretched out. What is he saying? Now, you think because his hand is stretched out, they're gonna grab his hand? No, they're not going to do it. He's going to show, I'll read in the scripture. He said, because even though my hand is stretched out, you're still not going to repent. You're still not going to change. You're still not going to turn from your wicked ways. You're still not going to do it. You're still not going to hear. This is a generation that hear their own imagination, their own stock. They stock themselves with foolishness and they hear that. Pastor Roberts is wrong. No, you're wrong. Telling you your sins. Telling you your wickedness. You want to hear something sweet? Go get your television. Move out from here. Get your television. You can hear it all day long. I'll tell you your sins. Your corrupt ways. Your vile ways. Will you touch me? I intend to touch you. You touch my wife? I intend to. Touch my son, I intend to. Touch my daughter, I hope I did. Touch my wife, I hope so. It's a generation that despises Yahweh. It's one that doesn't love. They have cast this Torah behind their back. And said, to hell with your Torah. I don't care about that. That's what it says. And we're seeing that, because they have done that, we're seeing that. There's no, say what you want to, the last 30 years has never been a people that has come out and the last 30 years like this people in this 30 years. Never. I don't care what you say. Never. What, 15, 16, 17, you don't think they know more than someone 50, 51? Yeah, that's crazy. That's a twisted mentality. I don't care what you say. You don't get upset. Yeah, I'm going to use the analogy. That's crazy. That's just flat out foolish. I'd rather take the mathematical formulas and build you a house. And I take those same formulas and make them work. I don't want to square off for your billing. Nah, not so. Come on. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Can I ask you all a question? When Israel did wrong, did Yahweh correct them? Did he correct them continuously? Sure he did. Someone's going to correct you. I don't care who you are. Sure. He always sent men to save his house. He sent Joshua. He sent Moshe. They were saviors. That's what scripture called them. They were saviors. Shaul, Hamashiach, they were saviors. He was a man. Hamashiach was a man. He was the son of Yahweh, born of that birth out of the bosom of Miriam. That's what he was. He's always. He says the enemy has this ferocious assault against man. Something he's put in man. We'll read these few scriptures before I close today. Get some rest today. He says in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 26. I want you to hear this. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 26. He says, nevertheless, his people now, they were disobedient. And they rebel against you. They rebel against Yahweh. He says, and they cast your Torah behind their backs. And who do they kill? Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 26. I'll start that again because I want you to hear this. He says, nevertheless, they were disobedient. Does it say that? It says that in that book in your hand. He said, and they did what? They rebel against who? They rebel against Yahweh. And then they, what did they do with this Torah? They did what? They cast it behind their back. And they did what? They what? Killed Yahweh's prophet that did what? Testify what? Against who? Against who? Now that is what a true prophet will do. Matter of Yahweh, he said, you kill them because they testified against them. What did they testify against them to do what? To turn you. And they worked great provocation. They were provoked because the prophet spoke to them. You never left from here provoked at me, angry and hostile. You never left my counsel and you were angry. You are foolish. You got angry because I'm trying to tell you about you and how your ways testify against Yahweh. And you upset with that. And it provokes you to great provocation. You pastor, that's how we respond. We get angry at Yahweh because we don't have that great affection for him. He says, therefore, Yahweh did, you deliver them into the hand of their enemies. And that's what he has done. Shaitan is not your friend. He delivered you into the hand of your enemy who distressed. And is this nation distressed? They got Peel. They got your youngest distressed. They got them in first grade on Ritalin. They got them on Prozac. They got them on every kind of drug there is. And this generation is distressed. When I was growing up, it was never like that. No malformities like that. When one was, it was a rare thing. Now, one in every 160 is autistic, distressed, perplexed. They don't love Yahweh. That's what it is. Their minds are twisted. It's one thing about autistic children. I remember years ago watching some of these autistic kids. Well, they can remember dates. They knew everything that happened. I mean, they had a great mind. Mathematics, they had it. I listened to a man the other night. He said, I'm a physics. And I listened to him and I said, what a fool he is. He's trying to equate Yahweh with some form of equation. Some mathematical form to say this is the God is in you. This is what this generation has done to this crazy mindset. Yahweh said, my Torah tells you who I am. He said, therefore you deliver them into the hands of the enemy who distressed them. And in the time of trouble when they cried to you, you heard them from the Shemayim. And according to your many mercies, you gave them what? He gave them saviors. Is that singular or plural? He said, you gave them saviors who what? Who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. Now that's what a man of Yahweh is. He's a savior. He saves you out of the hand of your enemy. And Shaitan is your enemy. He come to rob, steal, kill, and to destroy your mind, your homes, your love, any affection for Yahweh. He will use anything he can to do it. He sent them saviors. He sent men. He sent men, brothers and sisters, nabis, to proclaim his truth. to deliver them, to save them from the enemies. He said, but after you had got a little Shabbaton, after you had got a little rest, they did what? Evil again before Yahweh. You get a little rest, you do evil. Get a little reproof, and all of a sudden you're a little remorse there, and you find your old nature again, your old strength, and you do even more evil. He said, if you got a little Shabbaton, you went out and you did even more evil. Therefore, return and cry to you. Therefore, they return and cry to you. You heard them from the Shemayim and made time, and many times did you deliver them according to your mercies. Verse 29, and testified against them that you might bring them again to your Torah. Now that's what he's trying to do. Bring you again to his Torah. Bring you again to his Torah. These perverts today have corrupted the minds of the parents. They allow that. I was in Altel one day, Brother Allen and I. And this little girl, she came in. She was somewhat of the Hispanic, Spanish more or less than Hispanic, or what we call the Mexicans. She had on a pair of pants, her belly out. She had this MP3 player. You could hear the music. She was the mama wasn't even a mama. Just, you know, you could look at her. And I look at people and I study people. I watch their actions and their mannerism. And I'm looking at this and I'm looking at her. Not, you know, I'm just looking at this twisted-minded little thing, you know. And I'm looking at the mama that, you know, she's standing there. And this little girl, that mama didn't mean nothing. And you could tell what kind of music she plays. She's playing like MC Hammer, whoever it is. MC Hammer's a dead thing, isn't it? Well, whoever the latest ones are, the Wu-Tang Clan, whatever. You could hear it just blaring. And it was so loud. I mean, you could literally hear it. And she was so unstable that she went from track to track. Just, this is over 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. Just that's the mindset. The Torah is a book, is an instruction that we must hear. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Ruach, what Yahweh speaks unto his house. You must hear what he says. You must. And that is the truth. You must. He said, and they testified against them, that he may bring them again, or bring them again to your Torah. The prophets have warned the speakers. He said, yet they dealt what? Proudly. Is that how they dealt? And they listened not to your commandments, your mitzvot, but sinned against your mishpatim. They say, to hell with your judgment. I don't care about that. Which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulders and the hardness of their neck, and would not hear. That's what they did. They would not hear Yahweh. They pulled their shoulders away. I won't hear. I will not receive what he said. I will not acknowledge. And what Yahweh has done, he has established this power of darkness. They can hear Hammer, 50 cents, or Eminem. He tells them how to be rude and disrespectful. They hear that. Because the Torah of Yahweh is cast behind the parents' back. Parents have no love for Yahweh. How do you expect your youngest to love him? That's the truth. There are men that raise their children in certain discipline. You see it. And I'm talking about unsaved men. Look at Mr. Wood. He raised his son to be a prolific golfer, didn't he? No other man like him. The other golfer. He said he had to deal with his psyche first. Put him in situations like the same battles he had in war. Put him through those war drills. And he said, believe me, my son is unshakable. And that's why he's so torrid. He tears the other professional golfers up. He rips them apart. He said, because it began there. In the mindset of Tiger. And that's where I worked at the beginning. The golf hitting the ball, that was an issue. I had to get here. And show him what he had there. Show him what he had to have there. And his daddy died of it. He said, I don't know what to do. Best friend, best coach, best teacher, best mentor. And that's what a daddy should be. That's what a mother should be. Trained and teach by example, pattern, life. That's what they should be. They walk in a way that is honorable before Yahweh because they have the perfect Torah, the law of Yahweh in them, but not this generation. They walked in their pride. They were proud. They would not listen. They stiffened their necks. They stiffened their heart. They resented Yahweh. They rejected Yahweh. They will not hear what he said. Period. I sent them not these men to deliver them, to preach unto them the acceptable year of Yahweh. I want to conclude here in the book of Amos. Listen to this. Amos chapter 2, verse 3. I want you to hear this. Amos 2, verse 3. Did you hear what the word of Yahweh says? He says, "And I will cut off the judges from the midst thereof, and I will slay the princes thereof with him, says Yahweh." This says Yahweh, "For three transgressions of Yehudah and four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof." Why? Because when this transgression takes place, listen, because they have loved the Torah, they have despised the Torah of Yahweh, and have not kept his statutes and their lies. Do you hear that? Their lies cause them to err, after which their avarts have walked. Now the thing that caused you to err, it is your own lies. He said it was their own lies that caused them to err, to go astray from Yahweh, just like their daddies, their fathers, because they despise Torah. Do children despise Torah today? They despise discipline and teaching. They despise that. They don't want you to tell them nothing. And when they get a certain age, if you don't train them for that age or for the battles of that, they will become loony as they come. And that is the truth. They become detached, unaffectionate. They have no natural flow of any natural law in them. Come on, I can tell when someone is unaffectionate. I watch, at times I watch Joy and Omega. They pray. I make them pray. I want to show you something. And so you can tell when they've had a little dispute between each other. Of course, it's almost every morning they're disputing. So I got to make them hug each other and kiss each other and love each other. Every morning. There's not a morning that goes by. There's not kind of some kind of disputing between them two. And so one day Joy Omega prayed and Joy began to pray. I was telling Deacon Benny this. You would have to see the expression on Omega's face because she knew she was praying for her. She's praying, "Almighty Yahweh, help people that they don't be, they be nice to someone." And Omega, she got, I know that's me. She helped them to be kind and sweet to each other. If you look at that, I'm looking at the expression because she said, she's praying for me. I know who she's praying for here. Of course, she's moving her mouth like her mother, you know, like this. Yahweh, and help them to share with each other and to share their stuff. Undoubtedly, she had something that night she didn't share with her. Help them to share. She goes, "Oh, you literally sanding her little child, like, wait, what? Am I doing all this?" Help them to be sweet and to be kind. Of course, it was her vindictiveness against Omega. She's going to pray for her. Not me now. No, Omega's prayer was totally different. But she wanted Omega to know that I'm dealing with you now. Not me. It's all about you. Now, I say that to let us know that's the way we are. No, it's you, Yahweh. It's you because of this circumstance. Well, he said, no, it's your own sins, your own ways, your own corruption, your own vileness. You have caused it. You have induced it. I'm free. And I'm happy. I am. I don't care what the situations are. I'm happy and I am free because my heart is filled with the blessing of Yahweh. I have something in me that I can't get from wealth. I cannot get it from any kind of financial security or any kind of position in life. It goes beyond that. And so I'm free. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I am happy. That's why my heart sings. My Ruah sings unto my Abba because I am more than blessed. I don't have a Cadillac. Don't have a mansion. Not looking for one on the hill. I'm looking for the presence of Yahweh. Hallelujah. I'm looking to be in the presence of my Abba. That's what I'm looking for. To be in His presence. To walk with Him. And I'm warning you, you're not going. You're not going with this crop nature you possess. It's almost childlike. Some of you parents, your children, your sons and your daughters act the way you do because you act that way. When you show strength and stability, they will. Because you're unstable, your mind is unstable. You flip-flop, you're fruity as they come. Well, I don't know what to do. Just do what's right. That's what you do. Come hell or high waters, my grandmother would say. My mother, come hell or high waters and do what's right. You do what's right. What's right? The Torah. It teaches you what's right. It shows you what's right. It instructs you what's right. It shows you how to train them, how to bring them up. That's what it does. The spirit of the dogs. China, I want to see what year this is for China. But the spirit of the dogs. And this is the year of the dogs. We see it. The generation of the dogs. What's up, dog? Hey, my dog. This is my dog. What's up, dog? Because this is a generation that is illegitimate. It has no covenant. It has no true faithfulness, no righteous relationship with nothing. It's an illegitimate generation. It's an illegitimate generation. It's been based upon illegitimacy. I'm talking about the natural sense. And I'm talking about the spiritual sense. It's based upon an illegitimacy. Is that based upon the true identity of Yahweh? It really is not. And those that are here, the seed of Yahweh, He is going to save the remnant and the seed. Well, you're trying to make us frightened? Come on, I'm not trying. Why would I do that? That doesn't frighten this generation. This generation doesn't even believe. Therefore, you don't even realize what's out there. This generation doesn't even believe, and they don't even believe that there's, quote, a God, unquote. But there is one, Shaitan. Because they tell you, we are the gods. This proliferated in what we call Christendom, and they tell you, I am a God. I am, period. No one's going to instruct me. All the scripture, that's false book, and the Quran has a little something, and then the Kabbalah, and all the books of wisdom have a little something. We take a little bit from everything. That is the predominant spirit today. That's what the higher learnings of institutions have taught your sons and daughters. That's what they've taught them, period. They have no consciousness of Yahweh. They have no consciousness of right and truthfulness, none whatsoever. The generation of the dogs has been produced that way. So it is a generation that are the sons and daughters of that female dog. That's what it is. It is a generation that has produced bastards. We see it naturally. Many bastards today. Many sons and daughters that are produced out of the auspicy and the matrimoniousness of marriage. That's the only covenant that Yahweh's called. I do believe it, as I was thinking this morning. I do believe that Yahweh suffered men to have otherwise, why the children will not be born in bastardom. That's the only reason. I believe He suffered that, but from the beginning it wasn't so. Because when man began to sin against Yahweh, it produced this imbalance. But He suffered that this little child, even in other parts of the world, men have wives not because of some lust for pleasure, but that the children, the women have no wives, no husbands, because the children will not be born in bastardom. And this nation is a nation that proliferates on that. It proliferates on bastardom. You look in the black community, it's a community of nothing but bastardom. The mama was a whore, the daughter's a whore. The daughter's daughter's a whore. The daughter's a whore. My mother was she was a loose woman. She produced six youngers out of marriage, out of wedlock. And all of my brothers and sisters, they got babies. My sister got three babies by three different men. The other, my older brother got 10, 12 babies by different women. Come on, that's not of Yahweh. And yet out of the midst of that cauldron of hell and darkness, He laid His hands on me and pulled me out of all that trash. That there was some conscience of how wrong that was. It wasn't right. As I watched them treat their wives like dogs and beat them and disrespect them and call them whores and dogs and bitches and things like that. Why would you want to do that, man? Even though I was a foolish young man, then I said, I would never do my wife like, I would never. Why would I beat my wife and just beat her across the field and beat her like that? That's wrong. I watched that. It's not of Yahweh. And they produced. My sister's son, 30-some years old. Man, what a fool. He's about 35. What a fool. What a fool. What a crazy boy. What a fool. Prison, drugs, babies. That's what they're doing. It's a generation of bastardom. Generation that's been born by a dog. This dog god. I got to find out which god is a dog. That many gods. I know Dagon had a dog head. But that's what it's by. I said, I tell you the truth, a lot of these incantations, a lot of this, what these rappers are doing, it is a mystical incantation from darkness. And parents, you wonder why your children are crazy as hell because of that. It's a mythical incantation. They go, believe me, they're going, these boys are not, they're not even wild. They can't even hardly read and write. They're not pulling these lyrics from their own intellect. They're visitations of darkness. And that's why this Egyptology, the Nubians and all of that. You ever heard of the Nubians? Anyway, the Nubians and all of that. This is an incantation of hell. I remember years ago, a brother gave me a book by Dr. Malachi York. He's in prison now for 130 counts of child molestation. They put this place down here in Georgia, these pyramids and all of that. You all never heard of that? Anyway, Malachi York, he's had 20 different names. He came from a planet called Elysium. He was dropped off on Earth in a spaceship in the 60s. But you would be surprised how many followers he is. You'd be surprised at people. You would be surprised. You'd be surprised at doctrines out there. That's why Yahweh told Yisrael, don't learn these ways of the heathen. Don't let them bombard your mind with that. Don't let them. And so what this dog spirit has done, it has found an avenue that everybody can shake their feet to. Anybody. He found that corridor, music, and has twisted the minds of your sons and your daughters, opened them up to these spirits, and that's why they act the way they do. May Yahweh help you. May He script in you. I am. And blessed today. My heart is full. You know, I didn't intend to go that way, but that's all right. Yahweh knows all things. I really didn't intend to go that way, but He knows what way has to be or what has to be pointed out. I said, I'm totally different. Really. I had those scriptures now, but the way it was going to be spoke, it was just totally different. But He knows what His people need. He knows what His people need. And you need that. What's up, dog? Man. You ever heard Him say that, son? You ever heard that expression, Brother John? Brother John, have you ever heard that expression out there? Huh? What's up, dog? I'm just telling you the nature of this generation. What's up, dog? White boys and black boys make something. My dog. That's not so, I'm a son of Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you. You that are listening on the live stream, you that are listening, we bless you all today. We thank you. Everyone that is listening, we bless you all for your kindness, your gifts, your support to the ministry. I bless you all for what you're giving to the ministry. So thank you for your kind gifts and your offerings. I bless you all. I thank you. I really say that with all sincerity and honesty of heart. As I write you all, I tell you, I don't take it for granted. May Yahweh bless you all this Shabbat, that you have a wonderful Shabbaton. You rest in HaMashiach, and that your heart may be filled with gladness. May He strengthen you and cause your heart to delight, because I'm going to rejoice today. I got so much to rejoice about. I really do. I'm happy. I am. Believe me. I'm happy. I really, really am. I really am. I really am. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You happy? As long as you're with me, that's all right. As long as Mama with me, she's happy. That's all that matters. That's the way it should be for every husband and wife. As long as she's around me. I said to her the other day, I said, you hypocrite, you just want to ride. So if I stop by Walmart, of course I don't give her no time at Walmart when I stop. Huh? She got to move like a jackrabbit, 10 minutes, 15. I'm telling you, you folks, y'all may not believe me, but that's the way I am. You think old man Martin is tough, you don't want to go with me. Huh? That's I give you 10 minutes. I may say 10 and 10. That's it. And I'm coming out of here. Period. Ain't nothing Walmart to look at. You spend an hour in there. Come on. Something wrong with you, brothers and sisters. You spend an hour in there looking at the same little trash. Come on. Something twisted. Come on. You say what you want to. I said, 10 and 10. She said, I got to pick that up. I pick that up. I'll meet you at the cloth place. That's all right. And believe me, no more than I get. When I get the fish, when I get a few things, I'm at the cloth place. And she's back there. I say, now I'm walking down here to see what they have down here. I got to get a basketball or something. I'll be right back. And when I walk back, she's still, I got to get this cut. Okay. I will meet you up to the front. And I'll go up there and I'll wait. Now, when she doesn't come in a certain period of time, I get a little antsy. I say, well, oh, I just had the room. I didn't get that. I'd get that for Quila. I got it now. All right, woman. I say, go, let's go. And I mean that. I say, so you hypocrite, you just wandered around me because... Woman, did you want me to stop the woman? She said, no. Just to be with you. I said, no, you hypocrite. Don't give me that. Okay, then, you know. That's all right, then. As long as you're with me, that's the way it should be. Every husband and wife, as long as you're with them. None should be more. That's a valuable thing. And I'm not going to treat her wrong. I'm not going to do her wrong. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm not going to do that. No. But you get tough with it. Well, sure, I'll get tough with you. I'm not going to do it wrong, though. Period. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And that's the way it should be. Is Yahweh that way with us? Has he ever done you wrong? You should be happy just to be with him, shouldn't you? That's the way the symbol should be. Just, I'm with you, Yahweh. That should give you great delight. So I'm happy because I'm free. I'm happy because I know his eyes on me. I'm happy because I know I'm his child. I'm happy because I know that there's a birth in me that it didn't come by anything I've done. It come by him. That's why I'm happy. And I will tell you the truth. If I touch you, your mama, your daddy, make sure they're for your son, your daughter. I will tell you how flaky your son is and how immature your daughter. I will tell you that. And they don't know as much as I know. Period. Period. Nah. Uh-uh. I know things that they will never know. Because they will never venture into the areas that I venture into. That's just it. Were you trying to show us what you know? I don't know anything, so I don't have to show you what I don't know. I show you what he knows all. He knows all things, and that's all that matters, what he knows. Bless you all. Come on, Brother Pat. Be encouraged today. You that are listening, we're going to sing with you all. Bless you all, Brother Michael, you and your wife. They're going to be with us on June the 2nd. They will be here on that Friday. They're coming down. That's not far off. And my young friend, Brother Alex, how are you today, my brother? Bless you. I'm glad you were able to join us here in the tabernacle as you all sit there and join us in this worship. Be glad to see you, my young friend. Be glad to see you and to meet you. And we have a little fellowship. Yahweh bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, let's sing the song. You that listen, come on.
So let there be love.
Bless you, Brother Nathan. You all that are gathered with Brother Nathan in service today. You that are gathered wherever you are, whatever locale. We bless you all today. We thank you. Thank you for the fellowship.
To arise, give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
Oh, grab one another's hands.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. Bring out your love, sweet the sound. Goes us your way.
To your neighbor and sing a chorus of this.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. Bring out your love, sweep my house, cause us your way. Right. plenty of brotherly love, and it's real. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
One more time. Yes.
So let there be.
Bless you all, my friends. I do love you all. I know I don't say that expression often. You brothers and sisters here, I do love you all.
Yeah.
You that have strengthened my hands and strengthened the works of Yahweh, I bless you all. To my brothers and sisters here, your faithfulness and kindness. You that Yahweh has caused your heart to be a great inspiration for this work here. I send the blessings of Yahweh and great greetings from above to your homes, to your fellowship. May Yahweh bless you all. Bless you, Brother Jerry.
Be love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Hallelujah. Yahweh, let there be love in all things. Your name is excellent and it's a mighty name. I do bless you and I thank you, Yahweh. Thank you for simple truth. We must get to the root of all things and deal with the root of all things, Yahweh. We have been deceived, as Brother Luther wrote me from Missouri, said we've been deceived, Pastor Robert. Help your people, I pray, and give them strength that we may understand all things that you intend. All your people, I help them all in Yahshua's mighty name. We bless you. And we thank you for all things. And all of his people cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.